This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hey, everybody. Hello, and welcome to On Target. I am your host, Penny Wolfgang, and we're here every week to talk about subjects that we think are interesting and important and topical for all of us who live here in the Western New York community. Well, today we're going to find out how you can rock for the cure to help a hometown organization called the Against the Storm Foundation. And talking to us in the studio, live and in person, sort of, through the miracle of technology, I guess, and the miracle of Kevin Carr, we should say, are our two guests, and I'm going to describe what they have to do with the organization. Tom Lillis is the president and the board of directors of Against the Storm, and in real life, he is the senior vice president, Bank of America Merrill Lynch, and also with us is Jonah Castro, and he is the vice president of the board of directors of Against the Storm, and in real life, he is a personal injury attorney with Cantor, Wolf, Nicastro, and Hall. And I said in real life, guys, because I guess when you spend all this time, as you do, for this great cause and for this great charity, people forget that you really have a day job. You know, that keep your day job story. Do you have time to keep your day jobs?
Barely, Judge.
I know. So I want to start out, of course, by asking you the most logical question, which I think all of our listeners are now saying. What the heck is Against the Storm Foundation? What does it mean and what does it do?
Sure. So I'll take this. This is Tom. So the Against the Storm Foundation, Joe and I started with a number of other board members several years ago, and really the idea of the foundation or the mission is really to raise funds to help to fight blood cancers and support other causes that will improve the health and quality of life for people in need. And our focus has been, you know, we focused with primarily the Leukemia Society because of their mission and a common mission, but we're certainly expanding our approach, and a lot of what we've done has been directed towards Western New York.
Oh, okay. I mean, I assume we're talking about an event in Western New York, and I kind of assumed it was. In other words, there's leukemia foundations across the country, I'm sure, but Against the Storm is totally local, right?
It's totally local. It's independent of that. We raise money on our own to for that cause. For it's been in the past for the Leukemia Society and for some funds that we've worked out with them, and we are looking to expand it into other avenues as well. But it is entirely local. Our board is local, but yes, that's really the primary objective.
So how did you? I'm talking to Tom.
Yes.
How did you get interested in, and we'll ask Joe the same thing, how did you get interested in this cause?
Well, it goes back quite a few years. So I originally got interested in this really because my nephew, David, when he was 2 years old, came down with leukemia. And as a result of that and really seeing how the Leukemia Society really kind of had helped my family and, with information and so forth, I decided to get involved and joined the board of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in Western New York. And really from that, I kind of brought Joe into the organization as well as a trustee. We served on that for many years, and what we decided to do as part of that was really look to raise money in unique ways. And Joe and I are in a band by the name of the Kensingtons, and we decided to kind of pool our talents and put together a rock and roll show, and that's really was the genesis for Rock for the Cure. So I'll add to that my nephew David is now 31 and is a police officer, in Greenville, South Carolina, and he's doing great. So
that's great. That's really great, because we, which we might talk about a little while, leukemia is it's very often a fatal disease. I don't know if it matters when it's caught, like if it's caught early or found early or detected early, but I know it can be fatal. So in many cases, so it's really wonderful that you have a success story. And I don't want to ignore Joe, because he'll be mad at me. So hi, Joe. How did you get interested in the foundation? Did Tom talk you into it, or is that because you were friends, or another reason?
Tom and I are in the Kensingtons, which is going to be Head Rock for the Cure on the 26th of February. And years back, maybe 7-8 years ago, when I first joined the band, I told Tom I really wanted to get involved in the community. I knew he had been doing a lot of great work with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and it just so happened that it was a good fit for me, because personally, one of my best friends, several years ago, maybe about 12, 13 years ago, his little sister passed away from leukemia, and I really saw the devastating effects such a disease can have on a family and friends and whatnot. It just was a really good fit, so I'm just very fortunate. It was something that I had a connection to and I could get involved in, and the rest is history.
Describe
a little bit of the it's, you know, Tom and I were both trustees for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for a number of years, and at one point in time, we decided that we wanted to kind of do something that just kind of corresponded better with what we had in mind in terms of fundraising. And it just turned out we were putting so much work into this annual charity show that it just made sense to kind of start our own foundation to support that event further. And then the board just kept growing, and here we are today. I believe we have 6 or 7 trustees, Tom, right?
Yes.
So we're moving and we're shaking and moving here.
Yeah, we are. Now let's speaking of shaking and moving and rocking and rolling, let's talk about the song, because let's talk about what Against the Storm Foundation. What does Against the Storm mean? Where does it come from?
Well, it's it turns out we a few years ago we had to write a song to raise money for blood cancer research, and the song was called Against the Storm, and that was another reason we started the foundation, and we actually co-wrote the song Against the Storm, and we sold a number of CDs, debuting 2 versions of the song, one of which was sung by legendary Canadian singer-songwriter Ron Hawkins of The Lowest of the Low. So we brought Ron up to Buffalo, and he spent a week here, and we did the song and released the song, and it's had pretty good success. So that's pretty much where the foundation name came from. We figured a song just turned into a foundation.
That is kind of an unusual story, but it kind of fits in with the whole idea that you guys have about music being the backbone of the fundraising, of the society, of the group, you know, and so forth. And I know that you've done this before. You've raised quite a bit of money, right, Tom, over the years?
We have. So in the prior 5 Rock for the Cures, we've raised made it over $50,000 in total. And all of those proceeds went to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. This year, we're on pace to really have a record-breaking year as far as fundraising efforts here. We've lined up many sponsors and are really looking forward to a very successful event. So the funds will go to the foundation and for our mission, and so we're really looking forward to it.
I wanted to talk a little bit about before we talk about the fundraiser itself. What's happened with the money, what you've done with the money that you raised? Because I think it's important for people to know how special it is. And the Travel Assistance Fund, for example, which is very unique and very unusual.
Well, it's kind of interesting, Judge, you ask about that, because the last couple of years, maybe the last 4 or 5 years, we've donated our money directly to LLS, but we kind of wanted to figure out a way to keep our money here local. So through the help of one of our fellow board members, Dick Shaner, we were able to establish the LLS Western New York Pediatric Travel Assistance Fund. And for a lot of families that are dealing with pediatric cancers and all cancers for that matter, but especially with something like leukemia, there's a lot of travel involved sometimes. You have to go to a lot of different doctors nationally. And it adds up fast. And, you know, we all know how how hard it can be to get the insurance company to cover stuff. And in a lot of instances, the insurance companies are not covering many expenses. So what this now does is it provides individual grants of $500 each to qualifying families and caregivers of pediatric blood cancer patients up to the age of 18 that live within a 90-mile radius of Buffalo for travel and hotel accommodations when receiving care at Roswell, OSHI, as well as other area health care systems.
Yeah, I would add that the fund itself is administered by LLS, the Leukemia Society. There is information on their website at lls.org. And what, you know, the interesting thing is we've actually are in the process of working with the Leukemia Society to expand it to include not only pediatric patients but also young adults as well. So that's in process right now as we speak, and so we're thrilled that we're going to kind of broaden that out. Again, the mission and what was important to our board was that the monies actually remain in Western New York, and that was really part of what drove a lot of our interest in partnering with LLS on this particular project.
I just want to interrupt for a moment in case you just tuned in. You're listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And today we're talking to Tom Lillis and Joe Nicastro, who are both members of the board of directors of the Against the Storm Foundation. We're talking about the foundation, about fighting leukemia, and especially, which we're going to get to right now, a special event, which is going to take place shortly, and we want you to know all the details about it. And we're going to start with asking, I don't know, either one of you, to tell us about the event that's going to be taking place on February 26th right here in Buffalo.
Well, the event is going to be the Rock for the Cure. It's our sixth annual Rock for the Cure event, and it's at the Trouse Music Hall, which is a legendary Buffalo music hall here in Buffalo. It's my favorite room in the city to play. And the doors are going to open at 7. The show starts at 8. And at 8 o'clock, a local band called Mom Said No will be opening the show. And they are one of the hottest acts around. They're an up-and-coming band, and they are just absolutely phenomenal. They've done work with the Goo Goo Dolls, and they're on their way. And I think it might be a good opportunity for people to see a band, catch a band before they get big. And then Tom and myself, our band, the Kensingtons, will be performing around 9 o'clock. The doors open at 7, show starts at 8, we'll be going on around 9:30, and you're going to get two great rock bands for the price of $20, and like we said, all the proceeds go to the foundation, which will further our mission to fight blood cancers.
Right, and I would add, too, that you can get tickets in three ways, either through Ticketmaster, or you can get it on the Trout website, which is www.troutmusichall.com, or you can go directly to the Trout box office and purchase them directly there. So that's really the easiest way to get tickets to come to the show.
Now let's talk a little bit about the band, because I have a special interest in one of the members of the band, who is my colleague and dear friend, Judge Tim Franczak. But I know that everybody in the band is really talented and well-known, and I want you to give them all a shout-out and tell me what they play and who they are.
Well, you know what? Tommy plays bass in the band. His younger brother, Michael, plays drums. And Tim Franczak is pretty much our lead singer. And as you know very well, Your Honor, Judge Franczak was a judge for a long time. He's a legendary assistant district attorney for the DA's office, and it just so happens that he has a very, very awesome voice, and he sounds just like Roy Orbison. So he is known as...
Yes, he does.
And then on bass is my longtime bandmate from another band, Justin Rizzo. Justin and I toured in a rock and roll band for 10 years all over the world. We opened up for Paul McCartney in London back in 2010, so we go way back. And it's pretty cool that he recently joined the band. So we are stacked in terms of having the musical power to deliver a great show. And then our keyboard player is Jack Friedenberg, who I think you know, Judge Wolfgang.
I do.
Yep. He plays the keyboards and he also sings. So we've got four singers in the band. It's a six piece, And we play everything from Roy Orbison to Chuck Berry to the Beatles to the Rolling Stones. You know, you name it, we do it.
I can't wait to see it. I told you I'm going to be there, so I can't wait, because I've heard the Kensingtons before, and especially Judge Fronczak, who is not only, as we pointed out, you know, a well-known retired judge, but not only sings but writes songs as well. We have to give him a lot of credit for that too. You know, he writes hysterically funny parodies and songs, and he's just like super talented. But I think you all are, so I'm really looking forward to that part.
He wrote a song for you, Judge.
He did. But we're not going. First of all, I'm tone deaf, so I'm not going to sing it. And that's for sure, because we lose our whole audience here. And second of all, I don't think we can let everybody know because what his lyrics are, because you know.
Well, I know it's kind of funny you mentioned that, because I was really, really curious at band practice to know what song he did a parody for you, and he did a song for you to the music of Benny and the Jets.
Oh, yes.
Benny and the Jets, and it was Penny is the Best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We can give that part away. I'm going to do another show, and I'll ask him to come and sing it on Target sometime. Okay.
I think I'll back him up.
Okay. Hey, let's go back to the event for a moment, because we want to tell everybody on the same night. I think on the same night there's an auction involved.
That's great. What we are going to have at the event itself is an opportunity for people to purchase merchandise. So we'll have everything from posters to we'll have the CD itself if people want to purchase the original Against the Storm song. We'll have T-shirts that promote the Rock for the Cure event, and it's specific to this year's event. We also are going to have an auction for two guitars. One is actually a 1977 Gibson Les Paul that was donated by a very good friend of mine. And so looking forward to that. And then Three Chords Bourbon donated a guitar as well, which will be autographed as well. And I don't know if we know who the – it's either going to be Neil Guardo or Pat Benatar, not sure, but we're just waiting because Neil Guardo is involved in Three Chords Bourbon, and Neil is the lead guitarist for the Pat Benatar band. So, but we're just waiting to see what comes in on that. So we're looking forward to that. So we have two guitars that we're auctioning off, and really looking forward to that, and again raising funds through that.
Does that cover the question of who are this year's major sponsors, and are sponsorships still available? Those
yeah,
two questions.
We are so fortunate this year. There's just so many amazing companies here locally that have donated their time or substantial resources. Our big sponsors for this year are Tom's Company, Bank of America, also Connors LLP, Terry Connors' firm. They are a major sponsor too. We're very grateful. And actually his son, Matt Connors, who's the vice president of Sinatra & Company, is going to be hosting the event with his fiance, Lauren Hall, who's a local news personality. Also the Martin Group was very generous with PR and helping us out. Jack Friedenberg's company, Goldberg Zagal, is a sponsor. Tony and Kate Masiello, our former mayor, they are sponsors. Carmina Wood Morris, DPC. Danforth, Silvestri Architects, Baspian, Phototech, Matt Rizzo and X Advisors at my law firm, Cantor Wolf, DeCastro and Hall, the Barnes firm, Andreazzi Bluestein, Paramount Settlement Planning. There's so many I can't even keep track here, Judge, which is a great problem to have.
Yes,
but I think
it is.
It
is. It certainly is. Now, also, I asked that, but we didn't answer. You could always use more sponsors, right?
Absolutely.
At any time. So how would people get it? If they wanted to do that before the event, what would they do? Listening.
That's a great question, and we're certainly always looking for additional sponsors and new sponsors. So probably the best way to do that would be to email us at againstthestormfoundation@gmail.com. and we'll certainly reach out and connect up. And, you know, would appreciate it if anyone was interested in doing that.
I hope somebody does, because, it's, as we said, it's such a worthwhile cause. And especially if they do it through you, because so much of the money can stay in Western New York, which we always care about, you know, so many local people involved. Tell me a little bit about other fundraisers that don't involve the wonderful band, the Kensingtons, but they are certainly as worthy. For example, I know that over the years you have had golf tournaments, and I don't know if there's anything else we should know about.
Yeah, so we actually do primarily, I'll call three events annually. So in addition to Rock to the Cure, we do a cornhole tournament and also a golf tournament as well. So golf tournament is usually in the July-August time frame. Cornhole tournament, we're still working out the logistics with COVID. Been pushed off for a little bit, but we're hoping that restarted this year as well.
Look at this good timing for the event. You know, people can go inside. They don't have to wear masks if they don't want to, finally, you know. And I don't know if you're requiring any other COVID regulations.
Judge, we're not aware of any at this time. As far as we know, it's going to be probably one of the
best times of our life,
because it looks like the restrictions have been lifted. There's nothing more uncomfortable than going to see a live band and having to wear a mask and not being able to move. But, you know, taking into account and understanding that us as a community and a society and as a country, we had to do what we had to do to get past the dark times. But I think we can see the light now. So
you have a good timing on your sixth annual Rock for the Cure, February 26th. Really good timing. What is the LLS Light the Night Walk? It says that the money raised, in the information I got, money raised has helped support the LLS Light the Night Walk and Man Woman of the Year events, in addition to the travel fund that we talked about before.
We've made donations as a foundation to some specific events that were sponsored by the local Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. That included Man Woman of the Year, and in fact, this past year, Randy Andreozzi, one of our board members, was in the running and raising funds for Man Woman of the Year, and so we wanted to support him with that fundraising initiative, and did so through our foundation. And then in the past, we have made donations to the Light the Night Walk, which is also one of their fundraisers.
And also, we mentioned this before, but we should mention again that you're looking to partner with other not-for-profit organizations in the coming year, such as the Mental Health Advocates of Western New York. Is that correct?
So what we're as our foundation continues to grow, we are looking at ways that we can expand the organizations that we support, and it is something that I know a number of our board members are passionate about a number of different organizations, and so we continue to have those conversations as a board, and are looking forward to kind of expanding our reach in the Western New York community.
Well, I am looking forward to hearing our great friends playing in the great band for the great event on February 27th. And I want to take this last minute for you to give the details again about the date, the time, and the place for Against the Storm.
Well, one more time, Your Honor. It's going to be at the Trough on Saturday, February 26th. Tickets are $20. Proceeds to benefit the foundation to further our mission to fight blood cancers. The doors are going to open at 7. The show starts at 8. The first band up is going to be Local Sensations' Mom Said No. Then Tom and I, our band, the Kensingtons, will be performing after them. And it's going to be a couple hours of excellent local music, and we're going to be raffling off a couple, where people are going to have the opportunity to auction, bid on two beautiful guitars. We're also going to be auctioning off a local photographer's work, which includes it's Mike Sansano. He's photographed Gord Downie from the Tragically Hip, and Tom Petty. So it's just going to be a great night of fun. And the food at the Trough is excellent. They've got tasty beverages. So we encourage everyone to come out and get involved.
Okay. We'll see you there. And I'm really looking forward to it. Saturday, I'm such a dummy. I think I said the wrong date. But Saturday, February 26th. We'll see you then at Against the Storm Foundation fundraiser at the Trough. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for giving us all this good information. And break a leg to a band, or is it just for the stage?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Good luck either way. Thanks for talking to us. And thanks for listening to On Target, everybody. I hope you'll join me again next week. Same time, same station. Have a great week. Bye now.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.